other stations promise outstanding content, but when it's time to deliver, they fall flat on their ridiculous faces. Enter LA Talk Radio, a cool, irreverent, and entertaining talk station that delivers totally original content without any commercials. Log on to latalkradio.com and get involved with the best talk radio station on the internet. LA Talk Radio, we say what we want.
The morning show that's on your side. But then again, so is appendicitis.
Get ready for the most popular morning show anywhere on the internet. You're listening to Sam in the Morning with Mia right here on LA Talk Radio. If you'd like to take part in the show today, give us a call at 323-203-0815. And now your program hosts, Sam and Mia.
Good morning and welcome to the show. It's Monday, June 24th. Boy, I was tempted to burp on the mic. But I didn't want to gross you out already, so I burped right before the volume came up.
Wow. Good. Oh, now you're telling everybody about it.
Did I just snort?
Yeah. Sam, what is going on with you this morning?
I'm not in control of my mouth this morning.
Clearly. It's all over the place. At least you get to say what you want on here. Otherwise, you'd be in big trouble.
Exactly. No program directors over
our shoulders.
Who knows
what he's going to say? He doesn't have control of his mouth.
That's, yeah, there you go. That's bad when you're behind the mic, huh?
Yeah, it can be. It can be. At least it's waking everybody up. I mean, happy Monday, everybody. I'm just going to burp in the microphone for all of you to hear. Yeah. Yeah, now everybody's awake. I'm sure this was the last thing they were expecting to hear. But then again, like they really shouldn't expect anything less than, like, craziness coming out of our mouths.
Less than irrelevant stuff, you mean. Wow.
Oh, man.
Yeah, an overcast day again. June gloom. And,
super June gloom.
But they're saying it's going to be really hot, so who knows?
Really?
Yeah.
I don't know. I looked at the weather. I thought it was going to be a little chilly
today. Well, actually, they said, I guess, eventually during the week it'll be hotter.
Yeah, let's hope so. Yeah. Yesterday was pretty nice.
Yeah, yesterday was beautiful.
Yesterday was so beautiful.
It was amazing, you know? I don't like when it's too hot, but 78 degrees is, like, perfect.
You know? Oh, yeah. Yeah. That's why we live in Los Angeles,
that's
people.
That's right.
The weather.
Well, so how was your weekend? Did you have a nice weekend?
I did. Yeah, I had a very nice weekend. Yesterday was fun. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I went with this lovely lady sitting next to me, my bestie. We were at the Sky Bar pool party.
Wow.
So, yeah, we'll bring her in a minute. And we'll tell you all about that, but yeah, that was it was super
I'm sure
fun.
There were a lot of people there, huh, at the Sky Bar.
You know, I think everybody was at the EDC.
What's that
thing that was something EDC. About dancing daisies or something in a carnival. electric daisy carnival, is that
oh,
it?
Oh wow, is
it's
that
like
where people went?
It's in Vegas, and it's like you know, DJ fest thing with a lot of neon and drugs and music and I guess it used to be here, and then like some like 15-year-old girl died of like a drug overdose or something.
Wow.
So after that, they turned it, you know, over to Vegas because they're like, we can't have these risks. We need people who are, you know, over 21. So I think that's kind of why they moved it.
It's like, it's okay if she dies in Vegas, but not in California.
Well, I guess they're saying, like, because people are 21, maybe that's less likely to happen. I don't know how relevant that is. But yeah, it's like a big like raver party, I think. But yeah, I think that was like, you know, I think that might have been over this weekend.
Yeah.
So that's why it was super packed.
Yeah. I was at a rave some time ago when I lived in South Africa. Have you been to a rave before?
Not officially, no. I don't think so. I feel like a real rave has got to be like, it's in like a warehouse, right?
Sometimes, actually, kinda... in South Africa, it was outdoors, which was amazing.
Wow.
Yeah. It's just so beautiful there.
That's,
you know,
awesome.
So, yeah. And it was unforgettable. Yeah, it was an experience.
Oh, I'm sure.
I mean, I drank so much because we did some ecstasy and stuff. And it makes you drink like so much. I had like bottles of great Gatorade and it was going right through me every 5 minutes.
Oh, God.
To pee, you know. So that was my memory. But I remember just sitting there and waiting for the sunrise and stuff. It was just an amazing thing, you know. So
yeah,
it's just nice to be among a lot of people, you know, that are like loving and
yeah,
touchy feely.
Yeah.
So yeah, so that was funny.
Oh, I bet that was right up your alley.
Yeah, I guess. So so the pool party, so it was it wasn't that crowded, not like in Vegas, huh?
No, see I'd never really done the pool party at Sky Bar before. But yeah, it was nice. That's why I liked it, 'cause it was just chill.
Yeah.
You know?
Now how do you get in? Do you have to get an invitation or something there, or you just go like
We just pretty much walked in. I mean, we knew some people that had, you know, tables there, so we just get a wristband and hang out on, like, the upstairs part where, like, the DJ booth is, where it's, like, in the shade.
Uh-huh.
And then there's people that could get, like, you know, like, the little, like, sun beds kind of thing if they want to be in the sun, or the little lawn chairs by the pool, which we actually have to buy.
Oh, the chairs?
Really? Like $20 per chair. I'm like, oh.
Like, fine, okay. I'll sit on the ground.
Yeah, I know, right? Yeah, no, we got lucky because we were sitting up, you know, at the table.
Uh-huh.
So that was, that was nice.
That's cool.
But yeah, and then Saturday, I just stayed home and watched the Hawks game. Obviously, I know tonight is a big night. If we win, we take home the Stanley Cup.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So this is like the playoffs. I mean, this is the final.
This is the Stanley Cup. Yeah.
So this is the final game?
Uh-huh.
Wow.
And so, yeah, I mean, obviously
we're going to the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, but for hockey.
Yeah. Right. Which I know nothing about.
Yeah.
Go on.
Yeah, well, basically, we're going to be in Boston now.
Mm-hmm.
So hopefully we could still, you know, because of course they're going to be trying super hard to win in their hometown. So if they do, then they go back to Chicago, you know, because then we'll be tied up. So right now, if we, you know, if we win this game, then we take it all, so.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, fingers crossed. I've got my lucky nail polish still on. I've never really been one to be, like, superstitious or anything.
Yeah.
But I don't know. Like, I've been, like, wanting to, like, take this off and, like, redo it and have a new color. But I'm so afraid to because I'm, like, I'm being all superstitious now.
Yeah.
And, yeah, they're cool. They're, like, red, and then on, like, I guess now the cool thing to do on, like, your ring finger is to make it different from all your other fingers.
Oh,
so I painted it black, and then I put glitter over that. So, yeah, so it's, like, you know, besides the glitter, it's Blackhawks colors.
Okay, so you identify with them. That's good.
Yeah, so that's why I've had these ridiculously awesome nails, and I just keep trying to touch them up because I keep chipping because I know I need to redo them. But I'm like, no, not until after we win the Stanley Cup. I probably sound like a crazy person right now.
Yeah.
So
when's that game? Tonight?
Yeah,
tonight.
Okay. So, fingers crossed,
so we'll find you in front of the TV,
go
I'm
Black
sure.
Hawks. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Front and center.
Is that the only sport you follow, or do you follow some other sports? Really?
Yeah, I follow football and basketball and baseball. And
really?
Hockey,
wow, that's cool.
Yeah, and it's not just Chicago teams, because, you know, for football, I'm also a Ravens fan.
Oh,
and
really?
Then for basketball, I'm also a Clippers fan.
Really? A Clippers fan? I've never met one before.
Yeah, well, because when
it's
funny, when I first moved here, I was like, you know what? Everyone just loves the Lakers. I'm going to be a Clippers fan because they're the underdog, and I love to root for the underdog.
Right.
And everyone's like, oh, you're nuts. Like, Lakers are number one. Like, who's ever going to, you know, want to go for the Clippers, blah, blah, blah. And now it's like, tables have turned, all right? Like, check me out now, in your face. Like, we, you know, the Clippers, you know,
they're
we're
doing
beating
a lot
the Lakers.
Better? Really?
Oh, yeah. Wow. Now we're amazing. Amazing.
Yeah, they used to be
Chris
a joke.
Paul, he's just, oh, my gosh, he's an incredible player. Number three. I got his jersey. He's so dope. So now it's been super awesome to be like, okay, Lakers fans, in your face. Like, we are, you know, beating you at the Staples Center. And, awesome.
There you go. It speaks for itself. I know.
Yeah, and it's just funny. They're all like, oh, yeah, Clippers. I'm like, no. You do not get to be a Clippers fan now. No Fairweather fans. I don't think so. You said you were a Lakers fan. You made fun of me.
Yeah.
You're not allowed to call yourself a Clippers fan. I take pride
in
my decisions.
When they first came to L.A., they were a joke, you know. nobody wanted to take him seriously.
I know. I know. But you could probably get a ticket for like $20, yeah, you know, front row. And like I want to say, you know, this past season they did amazing. And the season before was when I feel like they really started to kind of, you know, come up and shine. And I actually went to their very last game in the playoffs, both seasons, this past season.
Really?
And, yeah, in the season before.
Wow.
So it was kind of cool to be able to be like, okay, I saw them, you know, all the way through. Of course, I wish they would have won. They could have gone on to more games. Yeah. But it's just kind of ironic that I always seem to go to their last game. So.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah,
well.
They're great. Yeah. I love it.
Maybe you give them a lot of luck, you know.
Yeah.
Then it becomes the last game when you go.
Yeah, maybe. I know next season I gotta do Clippers nail polish now. Now that I know it's a lucky thing for me. Red, white, and blue in the house.
Yeah, definitely. Just because of the color of your fingernails, they won.
Yeah.
Yeah,
that's what's happening. So I hope I hope the
Hawks power
take
of
it
fingernails.
Tonight. I know. Who would have thought? Who would have thought? But you know, I like the number 13.
Uh-huh.
I like black cats, like, you know,
do
so
you?
I'm not I'm like the opposite of like the superstition.
Good,
it's
you're
kind
embracing
of funny.
It.
So now it's like, I don't know what's going on here, but yeah.
Okay.
Well, anyway, how was your weekend?
My weekend was good. Let's move on.
Oh, okay. It's going to be like that. Okay. All right.
Yeah. No, I had a good weekend. A good weekend. It was interesting. And I had fun. So let's move over to our guest now.
Right.
Let's bring her in. Good morning. Welcome to the show.
Good morning.
Yeah, you'll have to be close to the mic. And we have Alina in the studio, who is Mia's very good friend,
yes,
right?
Hello.
And and a great photographer. And I got to meet you the other day, and you were real nice, so we invited you to the show.
Thank you so much.
If you hadn't been so nice, you wouldn't be right. So, how long have you guys known each other?
We were actually discussing that just yesterday.
Yeah, we were. We were like a little over 6 months.
Yeah.
So.
Oh, so it's pretty new, huh?
Yeah.
Wow,
well,
how cool.
Which is pretty good for LA, though.
Yeah,
you know.
I guess so.
Yeah, people come and go.
Especially with females.
But the right people stick around.
Yes.
So.
Yes. Yeah, we got lucky.
There's a lot of nice people here, too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I used to badmouth this town, but not anymore. Yeah.
A lot of people do, actually. It's really interesting. Coming from Florida, people are just like, oh, be careful for the people in LA. You know, there's a lot of stuck-up people. People are negative. But coming here, I just got really lucky meeting the right people, and I guess I've attracted positive people, and I have so many amazing friends.
Wow,
yeah,
that's
so
cool.
It's lovely.
That's cool. How long have you lived in LA?
It's going to be 4 years in November.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
So you guys came here pretty close, right?
I mean,
because I'll be 4 years January.
Okay.
Oh. So you were 2 months apart.
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, so you said it was your destiny.
OMG, we're having a total girl moment right now.
Girl bonding. There,
yes.
There you go.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
You're originally from Florida?
I was born in Kazakhstan, lived in Montreal for 3 years, and raised in South Florida.
Wow.
We had someone from Kazakhstan.
Yeah. We had someone from Kazakhstan last week, remember?
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Maya.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was funny.
Oh, interesting.
And when she came and she was from Kazakhstan, I didn't remember where she was from because she'd been on the show before. But how old were you when you left there?
We left, my family and I, when I was 6 years old.
Mm-hmm.
It was not a good place to be. My grandparents wanted my parents to take me out. Mm. So
why wasn't a good place to be? Because Borat was from there?
Yeah, you get that a lot. Are people always like, oh, Kazakhstan,
that's why I'm always
Borat.
Like, oh, I'm from Russia, because Kazakhstan used to be part of Russia.
Right.
So, you know, and then they're like, oh, where are you from specifically? And then that's when I say Kazakhstan.
Yeah.
But, you
know. Everybody would know Borat.
Borat. I mean, I don't mind. It was a really funny movie.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
yeah,
never
no,
gonna
just...
get this. You're never gonna get this.
How much?
Very nice. How much?
Very nice. 60 times.
Yeah. That was pretty good.
It was. It was a funny movie. Have you seen the Dictator yet?
No, I haven't. No, well, I saw Bruno. Yeah, Bruno was funny. I saw the second movie, but no, I never saw The Dictator. Yeah, people said it was terrible.
Yeah, I know. I want to see it in video, see if I can even stand it, you know.
Yeah.
But yeah, he's funny. So, so back to this. So, was there like fighting and stuff when you were young?
Well, there's just Kazakhi, and then there's the White Russians. We were the White Russians, and Kazakhi pretty much wanted to take over Kazakhstan, and so they would throw our dogs off of balconies, and my mom was pushed down a hill. She broke all of her ribs.
Wow.
You know, just they just wanted all of us out. I mean, there's some obviously, you know, some awesome Kazakhi people, and then there's some right. that just wanted us out. So
yeah.
for wow. safety reasons, my parents took me out.
Yeah, that's so scary.
Good, good.
Yeah.
Now, so with you guys were like living in the same place, like the two peoples living together.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. So it was easy for them like to hurt other people and things like
yeah,
that.
Yeah,
right?
Exactly. They were just
they live
a
in the same neighborhoods. And,
mm-hmm.
Wow. Yeah.
What but, a way you know. To grow up, you know. Did you understand much when you were that young?
Of course.
Really?
Of course. I have an old soul, so I'm kind of just like, you know, I was happy to leave. And to Montreal, amazing place. I really wish we were able to stay there, but, you know.
So what made you guys decide Montreal out of all places?
My mom, she taught French. Mm-hmm. She's a teacher, so, you know, we just decided to move to Canada, and Montreal just was the place where we ended up.
Yeah, a lot of people move to Canada, you know. It's
a really
attractive
nice place
for a lot of people.
People are super friendly there.
Right.
You're like we were able to leave our house doors open and you know, it was just totally different from Kazakhstan or even America.
And then you came there, change. You didn't know the language, did you?
No.
Like English or French, right?
No, I had to learn French. So I spoke French fluently for 3 years, and then moving to Florida, I had to learn English, so my French totally went down the drain.
Oh,
so
wow.
It's somewhere in the back of my head. I could probably, you know, if I went to French classes, probably pull it out again.
Right. I'm the same way. I took French for about 3 years in junior high.
Mm-hmm.
And, but when you don't use it, you forget. You
know? I was like that with Spanish, too. Yeah. I was almost fluent, where I was even to the point where I was, like, in Puerto Rico. And that was my, you know, chance of survival was actually, you know, only speaking Spanish.
Yeah.
And it was amazing because I feel like I learned more in that trip than I feel like I did in any of my classes because you're forced to speak. Mm-hmm. If you don't know what something is, you just hold it up and point to it, and then they'll give you a word for it. And that's how you get by. It's amazing the way that works.
I know. Yeah. And now they have all kinds of apps where you can actually talk and it'll translate what you're saying, you know. It's
I got Rosetta Stone, so I'm like, I still gotta get on it. Find
really?
A time to
They
learn
like
French.
Guarantee.
Yeah.
Guarantee
I mean,
my
I
ass.
Pretty decent, you know.
It's decent, but it doesn't stay with you. I don't know. I've tried it. It doesn't, you know. I mean, I've tried it. It's like you remember for a couple of days and then you forget. I don't know. That's what happened to me. But with French, it does stay with you. You know. I mean, I can understand it pretty well. When I hear it, when I read it. But to speak or to write is very hard.
I don't know. Nothing. Can't read French anymore. Can't speak it. Can't understand
That's amazing because, it was easy for you to learn because you were young.
Yes.
And but then you didn't get to use it anymore? Because your mom speaks French. You could have spoken at home,
right? But the thing is, I'm fortunate enough to speak Russian fluently. So my mom, she spoke Russian to me. You know, we speak on the phone growing up at the house. So it was the Russian language that we spoke, not French. So that's why French was just lost.
I see. Okay, yeah. So you spoke Russian
at home.
So
you already had two languages to kind of work with.
The third
and then
one.
On top of that, to have French, it's like,
exactly.
Oh, boy. Yeah.
But I'm so happy to be able to still speak Russian fluently, and my mom wants me to pass it down to my children. And
yeah, why not?
So it's very nice.
Yeah, very cool.
Awesome.
So yeah, so that's the question. I mean, that's the language you were speaking in Kazakhstan too. They speak Russian there.
They speak Russian.
I see. Okay. There's no like native language or something.
There is Kazakhi. They speak
their own
language.
Yeah.
But they also speak Russian.
Right.
Know, That's the common language.
The world is so complicated sometimes, you know?
I know. It can be twisted in so many ways.
So many different languages. And then on top of that, all the different dialects. And oh my gosh.
Yeah. So Montreal, you enjoyed it there. You
loved
said it was
it.
Cool and stuff.
Loved it. It was such a beautiful place.
And then you guys moved to Florida?
We moved to Miami. My parents got divorced, so my mom got remarried, and then we moved to Dania Beach, which is right in between Fort Lauderdale and Hollywood.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where I was raised. So pretty much I came from Hollywood,
Hollywood to Hollywood.
Yeah.
I'm meant to be in Hollywood.
I guess one way or another you'll be there, right?
Exactly.
Wow. And did your dad stay in Montreal?
My dad moved back to Montreal to marry his mistress.
Oh my God.
Yeah, so much for that. Yeah. Haven't spoken to him since 2001, so he's somewhere out there. Hopefully he's happy.
Why haven't you spoken to him? You just mad at him?
No, he's just he's an alcoholic and was abusive. I had a really rough childhood, and you know, after me just not wanting to speak to him over like on the phone, he kind of just got the point and hadn't heard from him.
Mm-hmm. That's sad.
It is what it is.
Yeah.
It's life. It's
I know. I guess you learn to take
journey,
it, huh?
And if he comes back into my life, we'll see how it goes. You know, hopefully he's better and, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it was his choice, you think, to keep distance? I mean, would you want to?
He tried for a few months. Because the reason why we moved to Miami is because he had a really good friend who we ended up, like, staying with, and they got us on our feet. So every time I would be over his friend's house, he had two children, two girls that I became best friends with. He would always try to call and talk to me, and I just had so many bad memories growing up with him. And I just kind of was like, I don't want to talk to him. And, you know, his friend is like, it's your dad. You have to talk to him. I'm like, no, like, don't force me. So after a few months, he kind of just got the point that,
yeah.
You gotta let her go.
Well, you know what? I mean, the whole father issue is a big deal, you know, and we've spoken about it and stuff.
Right.
I posted on Facebook. Tomorrow, we're going to have a guest that's going to talk just about that. Okay, we're going to talk about fathers, why they leave, what is behind it, and all that sort of thing. So,
well, what's the coincidence like?
You know, so yeah.
We're going to discuss that all tomorrow.
Yeah, exactly. But yeah, it came up on Father's Day, and she's a host on the station, and she said, well, things are not what they seem, you know, when a man leaves the family. So I'm curious to hear, you know, some of the things that happen, because I can't imagine, but I would think that if your life was really miserable where the kids are, maybe there's a possibility, you know, if you couldn't stand their mother and things like that. But there's always ways to work it out. So we'll see. We'll discuss it. I don't want to get depressed now about this whole thing and shit, you know.
No, it's
we're
the
here
past.
To smile
you know,
and stuff.
I don't mind
yeah.
talking about it.
Yeah, no, it's just
life.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's amazing to me how, you know, because, you know, you've told me this story before. And, you know, all of us want to, like, you know, listen to the story and be like, oh, my God, like, that's so bad. I'm so sorry. She's so, like... Like, I don't know. I just applaud you for being so, like, okay, like, it is what it is. It's life. Like, you have such a...
It's part of our journey. Everybody
positive,
has to
like,
go
energy.
Through.
You just know. I mean, it just... It amazes me that, you know, you are the way you are. It's just...
Yeah, awesome. That's the thing. I mean, you know, it's destiny, you know. I mean, the thing is, it's the journey.
Mm-hmm.
You have to go through your own journey and whatever it is, you know. It may not be similar.
It takes a big person to realize that.
Yeah,
you know.
I mean, you have to realize your life is not like someone else's life, you know.
Yeah.
So you can't look at someone and say, oh, why is their life better, you know, and stuff.
You
gotta
appreciate everything that you have.
Yeah, you know, because you don't know what's going on in their lives anyway. You know,
exactly.
they might be more miserable than you. You know,
exactly.
So, yeah. Wow. So then, so you grew up there, and at what point did you decide you're moving away? What happened?
From Florida.
Yeah.
So probably at the age of 13 or 14, I started getting into acting and started doing theater, and you know, I was just like, I really want to move to LA and pursue my acting career. And so in high school, I would always tell my friends, like, oh, I'm going to go to LA. And they're like, yeah, okay, whatever. No, I'm like, no, I'm moving to LA. I don't know how I'm going to get there, but I'm going to LA.
Wow.
And so graduating high school, didn't really have the chance to move there right away. And then an opportunity came up, and at age 20, I moved to LA, finally.
Mm. What do you mean opportunity? What happened? A guy,
right? My ex, yes.
Okay,
my ex
an opportunity, my ass. You were following a guy.
No. I got into a relationship, and he was kind enough, very sweet guy, and he was just like, I know how much you want this. Mm-hmm. Pack your bags, and we're moving to LA.
Wow.
And so, so we ended up here together.
Oh, wow.
So
you weren't totally alone, which is good.
Yeah, I wasn't totally alone.
When Mia came here, you were totally alone, right?
Yeah,
you didn't know anybody.
Nope, I didn't
know
anybody. Wow,
that's hard, man.
Yeah, that is really, really hard.
Wow.
Yeah.
So you guys moved in together, and what do? You move to a new town and stuff. How do you even get situated as far as work and things like that?
It's not easy, it takes time to make friends and meet people, but I was fortunate enough to have him by my side. And
so you started off living in North Hollywood, right?
Studio City.
Okay.
Wow, right next
Right across the street from the Universal Studios, so, I was always so motivated, and I'm like, okay, I'm right here, this is where it all happens. And the building that we lived in, all of the little celebrities and stars, so talk to them in the elevator and just be so motivated, to book the jobs and go on the castings and get a manager and an agent and start this whole new chapter in my life. So
right.
But it's definitely not easy. There's always going to be ups and downs. But once you accept that life is not easy, it just becomes that much better.
That's true, yeah. So you still pursuing your acting career
of course,
and everything.
Yes,
and,
I'm such a creative person. I love photography and art and just acting, writing. It's all amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not a 9-to-5 office job.
No,
sure.
Yeah.
No, not for this one. I know.
I would lose my mind.
Yeah. And oh my gosh. Yeah. She's so creative. Like in her apartment. Because then I'm so glad that you moved out of Studio City. Because now you're practically my neighbor. Like we live super close to each other.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's awesome. In her apartment, she just has these amazing art pieces. Mm. And one of my favorites, you explained the story about how when you were moving and the glass broke,
mm-hmm.
and you used the broken pieces of glass, and she created this amazing, beautiful, colorful, piece of art. And it's so awesome. Her mind is so creative.
Really?
Well, you gotta find random pieces and get creative with it. Like I found a boombox on the side of the street and I made it into this huge
crazy
art piece.
Feather thing.
Whoa.
Yeah. I love that one.
Yeah.
So you like garage sales and stuff, huh?
To
find garage sales.
Yes.
To find all kinds of garbage.
Or even on the side of the street. You'll be walking and you see a random piece and you could just turn it into something so unique and so different. So
yeah.
Yeah,
well,
amazing.
That's cool, I throw away shit like that, but other people find art in it, It's amazing.
You have to have the eye just to be what can I do with that? Okay.
That's true.
That's what I'm going
to... Yeah, that's so awesome. So then what about the photography then? When did you start getting into that?
So I got into photography about 3 years ago. My ex and I, we started the company together, and then I just had to take over... and take it over by myself because I'm very professional, and let's just say that he really wasn't.
No,
so.
Was he a photographer?
Yes.
Okay, so it sort of drew you into it.
Yeah, and we had my best friend / mentor and her husband. They've been in the photography industry for over 20 years, so they were kind of our mentors, and we learned so much from them. They moved to LA as well. Now they're in New York. We were just able to learn and us being creative, mm-hmm. it was easy to pick up.
Right.
We didn't have to necessarily go to school. Once you have a visual creative eye, it's easy to just get it rolling. So then I took over Actors Essentials, and it's been going really great, and I feel at peace just being able to run this whole company myself. So much more peaceful now because I have control and I have full control and
So he's not part of it anymore?
No, he's not part of it anymore. I have access to all the websites and everything. I fully took over. And
so he just walked away or what?
He just started photography under his name.
I see.
So,
okay.
Yeah, he does his own thing, and I just kept on with Actors Essentials.
I like Actors Essentials, though. It sounds so official.
Yeah, seriously. We got really lucky with that name. We really did. I love it, too.
Yeah, it makes sense. It is very essential to an actor to have a fantastic headshot.
So the separation in the business happened because you guys broke up?
No, it happened before.
Before that.
Before that.
Wow.
Things just started getting stressful.
It's hard to work with your significant other.
Exactly. It really is. Right? It wasn't easy at all.
Because you see them all the time, you know?
Exactly. You're living together. You do business together. And you're in a relationship together. It's like, OMG. Yeah. Like, too much at times.
It is too much, yeah.
Yikes. Wow. So it was a good thing.
Yeah.
For the best. For sure.
I can't get over your cute dimples. I mean, you've got the nicest dimples I've ever seen.
You
know? And they're on both sides, too. Sometimes people have it only on one side.
Yeah,
you know?
Oh, my gosh. She gets called out on it all the time. Whenever we go out. Like, it's like she gets it at least 20 times a night from guys. Like, oh, my gosh. Oh. You're so pretty. I love your dimples.
Here I thought I was the first one giving you the compliment.
I guess she's known for it.
Wow.
So cute. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that's cool. So so how do you learn something like this? You picked up a camera and he started showing you what composition? And
just pretty much learning all the basics to do with the camera, all the settings. And then I'm really picky, so I have a vision, and I have to make sure that the lighting is right and the shadows and the angles. So when I shoot, I'm very specific with how I shoot. But it's also, it's important to make the client feel comfortable during the shoot, and because if you're not, if the environment is just like stressful or whatever, then you get pictures that are just like, you could tell
Their
eye, like they're just like either stiff or like uncomfortable. So the number one thing is just to make the environment fun and light and happy. And, so then they're able to get in there in their zone and be able to, show through their eye, like the character that they want to portray.
Right. Yeah.
So, yeah, I mean.
No, when you did our photo shoot, I felt very comfortable, didn't you?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Because
it was so easy and just relaxing, and it was just nice.
And you were taking your time and stuff. I think some photographers can even be condescending, don't you think? And put you in a position where you're like, oh, I don't want to be here, and it probably comes through in the pictures.
Yeah, a lot of people come and they're like, oh my God, I take horrible pictures, or during shoots I don't feel comfortable, but like you make me feel so comfortable, and it makes such a difference. The environment is so important. A lot of photographers will just be, I'm sorry, but dickheads. And, personally, I've modeled, I've been in front of the camera numerous times, and a lot of, 50% of the time the photographer is just not nice or whatever, and I'm just like, I'll be posing, but my mind is
And you gotta spend hours with them and stuff, so it's not all a lot of fun. So you've been doing it for 4 years, and luckily you don't have to deal with like developing pictures anymore, right? Or do you still work with paper pictures and stuff?
It's important to for actors especially to print their headshots,
right,
so that they're able to bring it into the casting office once they get called in for a casting. And also, a lot of actors, when they get to LA to get a manager or an agent, you have to send out the headshots, mail them out with your resume on the back of the headshot and a cover letter. It's definitely important to still be able to, to print your headshot.
Yeah. Obviously, but you never had to deal with actual film and develop it and stuff, right?
No.
Yeah,
no.
That's cool. You're in the digital age.
Yeah, exactly.
The digital age.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, mean, I'm telling you, only 10 years ago it was different, you know, mm-hmm. before digital cameras
so much
and
has
stuff,
changed,
you know.
Definitely.
And yeah, you had to learn. I mean, that was like a bigger deal than taking the pictures, you know, learning how to develop them. You needed like a dark room, and oh man, that was just like a whole mess there, you know.
Yeah, and some people still enjoy doing that.
Yeah.
You know?
It's, yeah. I mean, do you think there's a difference in the picture between digital and analog film, just like there is? Because they say there's a difference between like a record and a CD, mm-hmm. And you know, video and film and things like that, yeah. you know.
I mean, I'm not sure.
Like film grain.
like I
like
know
that.
There's a photographer, Dallas, that I shoot with often. He's very unique, very creative.
Oh, is that the one that I met?
Yes.
That one night.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
So awesome.
He still shoots digitally, and he has all of these like old school cameras, and like some of them will have like they'll come out like black and white and distorted, and like will have like weird lines on them. But he loves that. Like, you know, yeah. that's what I'm saying. Some people just still love that like old school creativity. So.
Right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But it's going away. Yeah. It's amazing how. Our lives change, you know,
yeah.
the things that we do, the things we used to do, we do them totally differently now, you know.
I know. <Yeah. laughs> like looking back 10 years ago, it's like, wow.
Wow, you know.
Yeah, so it's hard to believe.
Yeah. Or before the internet, you know, like 20 years ago and stuff. I mean, yeah, that was different. You don't remember that, huh? You always had the internet in your life, right?
Yeah. Pretty much. Yeah, as far back as I can think. I mean, you know, with my mom's job, she owned a travel agency. So
right.
in her office, there's always, you know, a lot of technology and computers and all
right.
that kind of stuff. So,
yeah. According to my math, you were 4 years old when the internet was launched.
Okay. So
right?
would that
you
have been 1994?
Yeah,
I was born in
like
90.
That.
So.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Good job.
Yeah. Well, you give away the date when we had the astrologer here, so that's why
oh,
I remember.
Oh yeah. So I'm
but,
a 90s kid.
Yeah. So there you go. Yeah. I mean, you know, for you guys, it's all digital from the beginning. You know.
Yeah.
Are you guys a similar age? I mean, you don't have to give your age, but.
I'm an 89 baby.
Oh wow.
so,
okay.
Yes.
Yeah.
We're pretty close.
Yeah.
Wow.
Pretty much same age.
I'm so freaking jealous of you guys being
I'll
so young.
It.
You know,
I'll
I'm telling
it.
You. I feel fucking ancient, you know, the stuff that I remember, you know.
Oh my gosh. But, the 20s are the craziest years, I think. I always say there's just so much going on, you know.
Right.
We got to figure ourselves out and what we want to do with life. And
right. And yet you want to party at the same time.
Yeah,
and socialize.
It's just balancing everything
yeah.
out and like, oh goodness, wish there was more time in a day.
Yeah.
But, you know.
Yeah, I know.
Making it work.
Yeah.
Making it work.
Yeah. I know. It's like it all, you know, it all depends. I don't know. But you take amazing photos, you know,
thank
and I
you.
Gotta tell you that. So I guess, I mean, it has to do with the camera, obviously, but mm-hmm. it has to do with the photographer too.
Yeah, of course.
Right. The photographer is like the painter of the picture, right? It's
yeah.
like the director. It's
mm-hmm.
like you paint a picture with the camera.
Yeah, they have a vision, and we have a vision, and you just, you know, we make it work.
Right.
And, you know, like a headshot is a powerful tool for making people remember you. So a headshot is not necessarily not only for actors, but it, you know, it's beneficial for lawyers and doctors and
right.
entrepreneurs, because you could use a headshot for a website, you know, just like you guys are using for
right.
the website or mm-hmm. to promote yourself or for business cards. And, you know, for actors, a headshot is like the most important thing.
Yeah, that's the key initially,
the key,
that'll, you know, get
yeah.
you in the door.
To get you in the
meetings.
Door. And if the headshot is not, if it doesn't represent you and if it doesn't look like you, then that's an issue, because casting directors look through hundreds and hundreds of
right.
headshots daily.
Mm-hmm.
So there has to be something that catches their eye.
Right. They become numb to everything after a while.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's why it's so important to find the right photographer that could bring out that special, unique something, that spark
mm-hmm.
in your eye, and make you feel comfortable during the shoot, so that
yeah.
you're able to, you know, just be comfortable and be you and
right.
represent you and show who you are, your colors. And so, yeah, I mean, headshots, portraits, very important, I think, for everybody.
Yeah.
And sure. Updating them as well. Like for actors, if you change your hair color or your hair grows longer, you know, cut it, like you have to update your headshots.
Yeah, so it has to be current.
Right. Yeah, yeah, mm-hmm. Because, yeah. You know, then if you go into a casting room and you look nothing like your headshot, the casting director is going to laugh and be like, okay, like, they're not professional.
Okay,
they're
amateur.
Not taking this
get out
seriously.
Of here.
Uh-huh. Yeah. So it's really important to update your headshots as well.
Yeah, no, you definitely knew what you were doing. I mean, just even like the slight like tilt of my head, you know what I mean? It makes such a big difference in the photo compared to like the previous one. It's like, oh, okay, because you see the things that, you know, obviously that we don't. Mm-hmm. And, you know, they just came out so amazing.
Thank you.
I was like, and, wow. Yeah, and I mean, you were sort of like telling us how to stand, but you weren't saying smile, don't smile, you know, mm-hmm. you let us just be us, you
know? And it's just, you know, being able to conversate with the client and just asking them questions and getting in the moment, just, you know, like, so that they feel comfortable and just not like stiff, like just mm-hmm. having a conversation throughout the shoot, or like obviously, like, you know, they're not going to be able to speak, so I'm not catching them like with their mouths open, but being able to converse with them and have
and you're not
time.
Being judgmental or anything,
of
you know.
Course.
I mean, because some people look better than others and stuff like that, but you don't care. You just like
now
you need to deliver the best job.
Everybody has their own uniqueness about them and their own character that they need to portray, and especially in acting, like they don't want somebody perfect. They want somebody different and that looks.
Yeah, especially for commercials, you know, because people want to see, you know, they want to be able to relate to people in everyday life.
Exactly. Right.
You know, so if they, you know, have like perfect tens in every single commercial, it's going to be like, all right, what the heck? Like people want to be able to be like, oh, I want to buy that product because they're just like me.
Right.
And, you know, and it makes sense. So, yeah, it's definitely about, you know, having a unique look. And
that's in commercials, but I would imagine in modeling, you have to look perfect, right?
Of course. Well, modeling is a whole totally different thing from acting.
But in acting, too, I mean, when you think about it, look, sometimes they need an actor that's, okay, not pretty, whatever. But for the most part, I mean, you watch every TV show, everybody's so beautiful, you know. You're watching movies, everybody's so beautiful.
They make them look beautiful on camera with hair and makeup, sure. But you know, there's some actors that are, they look different. They look unique. They don't look beautiful. They look beautiful in their own way.
Right.
You know, so not everybody's going to be your top 10 model looking.
Right,
you know?
Exactly. So. Exactly. But I think that's what they figured people want to see, you know. Mm-hmm. I mean, you don't see that many unattractive people on TV, even on the news, you know, anywhere you go, you know, so the looks always have to be important.
They just make
them
look polished.
Right. Yeah. But I mean, you know, when you look at celebrities and stuff, you know, we don't have that many ugly celebrities per se, you know.
True.
So I think that's
for comedy, they love different looking people.
Oh,
comedy, because they make you laugh.
TV shows. Yeah.
That's awesome. So you're able to stay afloat, taking pictures and stuff like that in your life. I mean,
you have another
job busy,
too,
right?
Yes. I mean, I love writing. I am actually currently working on writing a pilot for a TV show with a friend. I'm also part of Feed a Model. Woo woo! I'm sure you girls are listening right now.
Yeah.
Feed a Model is a group of girls. We're very creative, unique in our own ways. Some of us model, act, go to school, but we all collaborate and get together to paint and hold art shows. So it's actually Feed a Model was the first group of girls that I became close friends with moving here to LA, which I feel really, really blessed with because they're so amazing. They're such awesome girls. I don't know. You know, if we have our next art show, I would love for everybody to come and check out our stuff.
That's cool.
Yeah.
That's very cool.
Feed a Model.
Feed a Model.
Some of them need to be fed, you know? I mean, freaking anorexic.
That's funny. I actually have a tank top. This is Don't Feed the Models. Oh, wow. Yeah, no joke.
So tell people how they can find you, how they can get a hold of you.
So you guys can visit actorsessentials.com to, if you'd like to book a photo session with me. You could either call that number on the website or send me an email. The email address is also on the website, which is actorsessentials.com.
Sounds good. Yeah. So, and we definitely recommend. I mean,
I know the pictures were so amazing.
Yeah, you guys
amazing.
Need to look at the pictures. I'm like really proud to post them.
Thank
you know,
you
did a great job.
I really appreciate
it. And you didn't do much retouching or anything on the pictures, right?
No, just tweaking the light is you know important. And then also getting I do. Retouching, so getting rid of blemishes and dark circles under the eyes, or getting rid of like flyaways. That's really important because you don't want anything to distract you from, you know, them seeing you.
Right.
But you also do not want to make the person look like a porcelain doll.
Right.
Like that's like a big no-no.
Right.
So yeah, just tweaking a little bit, but nothing major.
Right.
Like in modeling, they make you look like a doll. But
right.
In acting, it's totally different.
Yeah, so you got to look more natural in the picture.
Real.
I said you have to look more natural in the picture.
Yes, definitely. It's all about looking natural and looking like yourself.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So not much makeup, you know, and as far as wardrobe, I work with the client before the shoot to you know, get the best wardrobe colors, no crazy patterns or, so yeah, it's a little process, hair and makeup, yes, really important.
So she's got the whole setup, you know what I mean? Like,
you just
it's
come
so
in
easy.
And have a good time, and we get the most amazing shots. So.
Yeah. Now, do guys wear makeup for shoots sometimes too?
Well, It's still good to have a makeup artist and a hairstylist on set for guys as well, just because everybody gets dark circles and everybody's gonna have a blemish or a pimple. So guys, girls, and that's the basic foundation for male and female is very important. And then for girls, like a little bit of mascara or like brown eyeliner, little blush and little lip gloss.
Right.
Yeah.
Wow, I can't imagine foundation on a man, though. You know?
Well, just
a little bit.
A little
right?
cover up here and there. Yeah. Otherwise, then I'm stuck retouching and getting rid of those blemishes and pimples
so
afterwards.
Less
so.
Work for you.
Exactly.
There you go.
Wow, amazing. Amazing. Okay, well, Alina, thank you so much for joining
you.
Us.
Thank you.
Website out again. It's
actorsessentials.com.
Okay. And you guys should definitely go and get your pictures taken. You look better than you ever did. I guarantee that.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. And she's a fan of Mia's too. So, you know, she's not going to like bullshit you or anything.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. No, she definitely
knows what she's doing. I got your back. let's get you some work, people.
There you go.
Yeah.
Awesome. Well, this is definitely the town to do it in. I mean, there's so many actors and actresses.
So many actors, for sure.
Right. Yeah. Everybody comes
and business
here.
People.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I always wondered why there's so many beautiful people in this town. I said, you know, it can't possibly be like the weather or the water or anything. And, you know, it occurred to me that it's just this town draws beautiful people from all over the world, you know.
Yeah.
So that's how
really
they
does.
End up.
But not only beautiful people, a lot of creative individuals move to LA, and there's so many projects to collaborate on and so much, you know, to do and so many people to mingle with. So it's amazing. Like, you know, people come to LA to be creative, and it just happens to be that a lot of them are good-looking people. Because, you know, you'll be living in Florida or in Tennessee or, like, any town, and people are like, oh, you should be a model or you should be an actor because they are good-looking people, and so they end up here.
Yeah.
I need to go to LA.
Yeah.
And that's what's so amazing about you, Alina, because not only are you like super gorgeous, but you have such a great soul. Like, I'm so proud to call you my friend. I'm so glad I know
you.
You are like one of like the best people I've ever met. So.
Oh, I'm gonna cry.
Yeah. No, don't cry. No. But no, I'm really glad that this all.
Doesn't take much to make you cry. That's awesome. Well, you're a sensitive, emotional person. That's a good thing. You know.
Yeah.
Okay, everybody, check out Alina. Get your pictures done. If you don't remember, we'll have her link on our website. And thanks again for the beautiful pictures. We'll have to come back for more. All right, Mia.
Alrighty.
Thank you.
See you tomorrow.
Bye.
You have been listening to Sam in the Morning with Mia, which airs every Monday through Friday from 10 to 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. If you have a question for the show or if you'd like to inquire about sponsorship opportunities, please send an email along to sam@latalkradio.com. Sam in the Morning with Mia is a production of LA Talk Radio, where we say what we want.